We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
I haven't seen his smiley face in a long time. James Brown, by the way, is your AOTD.
We still don't call it that.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome to the stage for the first time in a long time, as Dana Wright is on vacation today, the one and only, the undisputed champion of Holla!
Holla!
Michael Mackey, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, girl, hey! It's good to be back, kids. I missed you so.
I hear you were overseas recently.
I did. Oh, look it. I'm wearing a Helsinki shirt that
look
I got.
You.
You know, I'm obsessed with Hard Rock cafes. That is my jam. And my goal in life is to, it's a kind of a loser goal, but it's a goal nonetheless, to visit all the Hard Rock cafes in the world.
It was real simple when it was just London and New York.
Yeah. Well, I did knock five out on this trip, on this cruise to Scandinavia. So thank you very much, including St. Petersburg, Russia, which is not even officially open yet. They've only been open like 3 weeks. So I went in, and then I was like, must kill moose and squirrel.
Sorry?
Must kill. I'm bilingual. Not a lot of people know that. Must kill moose and squirrel. I also said, I must break you. But they didn't get either one of those because they're Russians are not pop culture savvy. I must break you.
You're an idiot.
I know. Karen, not a lot of people know that I'm bi.
Who knew?
Lingual.
Lingual. Yeah. Very good.
Did you have a good trip?
I did. It's good to be back. I'm totally on, well, actually, I'm on fumes, but I'm so hopped up on caffeine right now that I
you do really? Look like you're shaking a little.
Huh. I can smell colors there right now. That is, because it's, what time is it? It's 4, so that's 8, so it's like midnight.
It's like midnight over there, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Little jet lag.
Good morning. Yes, I just got back. I just flew in.
And your arms are so tired?
Boy, are my arms tired.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I had a day to recover, but it wasn't really a day, so. But I'm glad to be here. I'll be better
tomorrow. So what did you see? You saw Finland, you saw Russia, you saw Denmark.
I see London, I see France, I see Scott Park's underpants.
No, you didn't.
I don't wear them.
I know, that's unfortunate. I don't know why I said that. Let's see.
The fact that I know that bothers me.
It bothers all of us, Kara. Finland, Norway, Sweden, Germany, Russia, Estonia.
Was that worth it?
Estonia was kind of a throwaway, like, and today we're going to Estonia, and you collectively heard the entire boat go, what? Where? It's a country,
it's
I guess.
It's a Baltic state.
Okay, well, it was lovely.
Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania.
Okay, great. So.
The Baltics.
I really enjoyed Norway, Kara Markser.
Why did you really enjoy Norway?
There were
the
lots.
The men are hot.
The men are hot. The men are so hot. Also, there was lots of stuff to see.
And you're a ginger.
I know. It was like so the mothership had called me homo. I mean, home. So it was really good. Yeah. That and Sweden. Sweden. It was good. It was a good time. It's good to be back. I slept in my own bed last night for the first time, and it was lovely, and it's good to be back.
Okay. Well, we're glad to have you back, my friend.
I was going to bring you somebody called Inga, but she was.
I have a girlfriend. I don't think she would find that too kind.
Well, she could be like, you know. I don't know, whatever. Let's get physical,
physical. I wanna get physical. I saved this story just for you, because I knew you'd appreciate a little Olivia Newton-John.
I heard that, I think I know where you're going with this.
It's bad news? It is bad news.
Okay.
But I got to play the song, so I wanted to. Olivia Newton-John says she's been diagnosed with cancer for the third time.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah. In 3 decades.
She battled breast cancer. She battled something else. What's the
colon
third one?
Cancer?
It was, twice with breast cancer.
Twice with breast cancer.
Yeah. 1982 and 2013. So,
and now what?
19 what? Did you say 1922?
1992.
Oh, 92. Okay.
92.
She has that they found a tumor in her lower back.
Oh, well, that's never good.
No. Livy.
She's going to be 70 this year. Actually, in just a few days.
Can I just say that as an adolescent, I had the biggest, most giantest crush on Olivia Newton-John. And then just a few years later, I wanted to be Olivia Newton-John. So my how times
changed. Oh, when you decided to become gay?
Yeah, pretty much.
I was watching the video, the music video for Physical.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh.
That's a little risque. It's
terrible.
It was risque for 1981.
It's so bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, it's so
Have
bad.
Have you not seen Separate Ways by Journey?
I generally the don't watch worst, 80s music videos.
The
but
worst
as
video of all time.
Today. Ooh, Steve Perry's making a comeback.
That's true.
I saw this over the weekend.
I read an article in the New York Times. He actually looks exactly the same, except he's a little more weathered. That's and I'm sure he still has that rockin' voice that he hasn't used for 20 plus years.
But he didn't he say that Journey's never going to happen again?
It is never going to happen again. Also,
did he say that in the article?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he doesn't want to step on the toes of the guy.
Of the fake Steve Perry?
Of the fake Steve Perry.
Got it. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
He would rather, that guy has taken over his act, his gig.
No. No.
Okay, true story. The beginning of, can you pull up Steve Perry's Oh Sherry?
Yeah, gladly.
Can you pull that up? Kara, true story. When I was in, what was that? Was Steve Perry, was that junior high? It was like freshman year.
Yeah, it was junior high.
Okay.
Well, Oh Sherry?
Oh Sherry.
Yeah, that was junior high.
Junior high. Okay. So the very, very beginning of the song, which Scott will play here in just a second.
You want me to pause when he starts singing?
Well, just let him sing the first part.
Should have been gone! He does have one of the greatest rock voices of all time.
You should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel, and I should have been gone.
Okay, you can cut it now. When I was little, I swore to God and Jesus and baby Jesus that he was singing Cinnamon Gum, and I would sing it at the top of my lungs when it would come out.
Adorable.
I would go, Cinnamon Gum! No.
Cinnamon gum!
You guys will never hear that song the same way again. Every time that comes on, you will sing Cinnamon gum! Knowing how I made you feel at a cinnamon gum! Cinnamon gum.
And now we know why you and Dana are friends.
Uh-huh. And probably why I failed that stupid mixtape thing.
God. Do you want to play mixtape today?
Ooh, let's play mixtape. Okay. I failed miserably last time. I can't do any worse today.
I'll go get the cards. We'll go through at 4:30. We'll do it at 5.
Okay.
All right. Okay, cool.
Can you do it better than you did it last time?
I am...
Michael, look at me in the eye. You sucked.
I am aware of it. You don't need to point that out. And Kara put a lot of pressure on me, and so did Rod.
Pressure on you.
We expected you of all people to be the greatest at mixtape, and you were awful.
I've had 9 iced coffees today, so if I don't do better, and I kind of have to pee right now too. So are we going to commercial break?
Translate Congratulations, Cinderella number two. I think we found, and we'll go over the songs here in just a minute, but Rod, I found the perfect song for Mackie for After 5 O'Clock. Best song for riding a unicorn across a rainbow.
I'm going to pick something by Girls School. Because they are lovely. Are lovely individuals who
Brittany
sing
Fox. Fox.
Britney Spears Fox. They sing a lovely myriad of hair metal. Whatever happened to, what was her name again? Britney Spears Fox.
Britney Fox was a band. It was four guys.
Whatever happened to them?
I don't know.
Well, I think we need to find out.
They opened for Iron Maiden in 1988 when Guns N' Roses had to bail off the ticket at Kemper Arena. That was the only time I ever saw them. It was Britney Fox filled in for Guns N' Roses, which was a complete buzzkill. I can't remember. Story here from the Kansas City Star, showing you that there is still good in this world. That van that someone stole this is not the good part. That van that someone stole this weekend really isn't much. Doesn't cost that much. Grandview's Southview Christian Church admitted in a Facebook, but it is still our van church, our church's van, and we love it. The church was planning to help with tables and chairs at a Grandview music festival this weekend, but the van was stolen, disappeared. The church had a little bit of fun with its misery on Facebook. The van's side doors don't open. Its rear bumper is held up by a bungee cord. It shakes uncontrollably if you go over 65 miles per hour. But the church wants it back all the same.
Sentimental value.
And they would even welcome a repentant thief. Keep an eye out for the van, the church says. A four-screen, 15-passenger Ford van. It has the church's logo on the side. And if you happen to see someone driving the van, feel free to flag down that person and invite them to join us in church.
Oh. And also don't go over 65 miles an hour.
Right.
Or else.
You know what? It is the forgiveness of some. Honestly, I'm being serious here for just a second. It is people like this at this Grandview Church, and I don't know them from Adam, this Grandview Southview Christian Church. Never heard of it. Never been there, obviously. It is people like that that make me want to be a better person.
I am wondering if they have maybe a GoFundMe page. We should probably investigate that because maybe we could link to it. And then our listeners could donate.
Here are the best countries in the world to retire.
I think I went to all of them last week.
I think you may have been to many of them. The United States, by the way, on the best countries to retire is 16th.
Okay, all right.
It did not make the top 10, obviously. Number 10, Holland.
Hmm.
Number 9, Canada.
A.
8, Denmark.
Okay.
You went there.
Uh-huh, Copenhagen.
7, Ireland.
Sure to be good. These are my lucky charms.
6, Australia. 5, New Zealand. 4, Sweden. 3, Norway.
Told ya! Norway is my favorite.
2, Iceland. And number 1 is Switzerland.
Hmm. Although, the thing with Switzerland is, I've been there, and you have to make a bazillion dollars to survive in Switzerland.
Why?
It's really expensive there.
Oh.
Well, I mean, for a tourist, anyway.
Oh, thank you very much. I listen to the show every day, and the show today is absolutely hilarious. I love Dana, but wow. I love it when MichaelMackey.com is on the show.
You love it when MichaelMackey.com is hyped up on caffeine, which, if I crash, I'm literally going to fall asleep like this. I'm going to go just into the microphone, just face plant. So I just need to keep the caffeine flowing. Maybe we should get me some Red Bull in the next commercial break.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Well, okay. Anyway, those are your top 10 countries to retire.
Kara, where do you want to retire to?
Somewhere warm.
But that's the point. The top 10 countries in the world to retire, most of them are not warm. Switzerland was number 1, Iceland number 2, Norway, Sweden 3 and 4.
They're all outdoorsy and Nordic.
Denmark, Canada,
Baltic.
Who wants to retire in Canada? That's terrible.
Simmer down.
Canadians.
It's cold.
By the way, we do have...
like 8 months of the year.
Hey, it's okay. We do have our mixtape songs. I'm going to pick 3 out of the 6 that I've pulled, but okay. I've already got one winner. This one's for Mackie. Best song for riding a unicorn over a rainbow.
Oh, yes.
Or as I call it, Thursday.
So we'll get to the songs. I'm going to pick three out of the five, or two out of the five remaining. We'll get to that in just a moment. Here is Kara Markson in the newsroom.
An officer nearly run over today in Kansas City. We'll have more next.
All right, girls and boys. We're going to do it one more time. We're going to give Mackie one more chance at mixtape. Let's hope that this performance is better than last. Sir. Here are your categories. Rod, Kara, write them down. What is the song that goes with your most memorable childhood music video? You got that one? What song goes with your most memorable childhood music video?
Like the video you remember watching on MTV?
Right, when we were a kid back in the 80s. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Whatever that video
is. Or early 90s.
Or early 90s, yes, for you.
Did they even play videos in the early 90s?
Yeah, of course. All right. Did you hear about Nirvana?
Well, who?
Yeah. So, song that goes with your most memorable childhood video. Okay? And by childhood, I think we're talking teenage years, okay? Best hair metal ballad song. That'll be a doozy. And for Michael Mackey, the third one will be best song for riding a unicorn across a rainbow.
Hey, girl, hey.
That's going to be a hard one.
Okay, do you want to hear him one more time?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
What is the song that goes with your favorite childhood music video? And don't give me something when you were five. I want something when you were 16. Best
they
hair.
Don't really playing a whole lot of music. No, go ahead. Sorry.
I will kick you and punch you in your throat, both at the same time.
I saw.
Best hair metal ballad song. Best hair metal ballad. Okay. So Youth Gone Wild does not count. Best song for riding a unicorn across a rainbow.
Got it.
All right. Don't suck this time, Mackie.
Shut up.
Okay.
Ass.
Kara, did you hear about this apartment that is for rent in St. Louis?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did.
It is a listing for a tiny St. Louis apartment that has gone viral because of its unique layout in which the kitchen and the bathroom...
Is this the one where the...
...are in the same place?
Where the crapper is next to the...
So let
you
me,
could literally wash dishes on the toilet.
Let me draw this picture for you because I'm looking at it right now. It is a small room, I would guess, maybe 5 by 11, okay?
Sure.
So it's not very wide, but it's a little bit long. Along the right wall, as you enter into the bathroom kitchen, is a tub. Up against the back wall is the toilet with the toilet paper roll. To your left, on the left wall of this room, is a cabinet, a cupboard, a sink, and a stove oven.
Within arm's reach.
You could literally flip a pancake from the tub. The 200-square-foot, two-room apartment. Now, that's not just that room. That's the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
The 200-square-foot, two-room apartment in St. Louis's popular Central West End gained notoriety after an ad with a photo was posted showing a kitchen sink and a bathtub separated only by a toilet. Harold Carabell of SF Shannon Real Estate Management says the quaint apartment is renting for $525 per month. And the new tenant says he loves it.
Okay.
The design had many people wondering if it was even legal. Carabell tells the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that despite its unusual setup, the place is a legitimate apartment.
Okay.
That has passed all city inspection. The 111-year-old building originally housed 12 luxury apartments. Carabell says that around the time of the Great Depression, though, it was remade into 50. It used to house 12. It was turned into 50 small units.
I think they mean 50.5.
Could you do it?
No.
No, absolutely not.
I lived in a 400 square foot apartment, and that was tight. 200 square feet, no way.
My college
Could you cook where you poop?
No, because that's gross.
My college counselor always said, you don't crap where you eat. And I think this is the perfect example.
Yes, literally.
Literally a perfect example.
We have no takers in this room?
Would you do it?
No.
No.
Not if I could help it.
Right.
CBS chief executive Les Moonves was let go this morning.
At the tune of, what, $100 million?
He does not get to keep his $100 million severance package.
Okay, well, as of this morning, he did. So.
No. Let me read here.
All right.
Stepped down Sunday night after leading the company for 50 years as part of the agreement. The network said it would donate $20 million to one or more organizations that support equality for women in the workplace. The donation will be deducted from a potential severance benefit to Mr. Moonves, although he could still walk away with $120 million. However, Mr. Moonves will not receive any severance payment until the completion of an independent investigation into the allegations, according to the board. He could also receive nothing based on the investigation's result. Don't feel sorry for him. He was making $69 million.
I'm not feeling sorry for him. I'm just saying I hope that when they do this investigation, I mean, right now it stands at 12 women who are accusing him of sexual misconduct.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm sure there are more in the wings. I'm sure of it.
American Airlines flight to Hawaii became a trip from hell when a flushed...
Dana was on it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When a flush diaper caused the plane's toilets to overflow, forcing passengers to urinate in bags and bottles.
Ugh.
On August 31st, things got messy aboard flight 663 from Phoenix to Hawaii. The outlet, NBC, obtained video footage of a female passenger who desperately had to use the restroom and spoke with a flight attendant who agreed that the situation was horrible and suggested she use a plastic bag. What do you mean I have to pee in a bag? The woman asked, who was later, quote, too embarrassed to reveal her identity. They're overflowing. This one has like this much left, the flight attendant said, showing how much room there was left in the toilet in the back. I know it's horrible, but the guys are going in bottles. I'm in pain, said the woman. I think I'm going to have a UTI. This is not sanitary for me to use a bag. Well, okay, says the flight attendant. There's a little room. I don't want you to have to hold it. The plane proceeded to land without issue. The toilets were fixed in Hawaii.
Question, was it this one, because she put a diaper down one toilet, there has to be more than one toilet. Did it deactivate all of the...
I don't know. I don't know if it got into, like, one pipe. It just says the toilets malfunctioned after a diaper was flushed down the toilet.
Hmm. The toilets, plural. So, because on those big transatlantic flights, well, I guess that's not transatlantic, it's transpacific, but whatever. There'd have to be more than one bathroom.
There would be one on a cross-country flight. There would be more than one bathroom.
Country.
A morality test distributed to students at an Ohio high school featuring questions on topics like incest and puppy killing has outraged parents and resulted in a teacher's suspension. Sarah Gillum, a 35-year-old language arts instructor at Hillard Bradley High School, was placed on paid administrative leave pending the results of an internal investigation, according to the Columbus Dispatch. Last night, this is what the district wrote, last night, we were made aware of a classroom activity that should never have taken place. We absolutely share the outrage of our parents and our community. The 36-question online test was taken from the website idrlabs.com. It asked students to make moral judgments on a series of situations, responding with one of seven choices, ranging from not okay in red to okay in green on the right, according to the paper. Parents sent some of the disturbing questions to Fox 28 Columbus. One read, oh.
Look at your face.
Oh.
Wait for it.
I can't read that one on the air.
Oh.
Honest to God, I cannot read this question on the air.
And it went to a bunch of grade schoolers?
High schoolers, sorry. No, I can't read that one. Here's another one I can read.
I feel like we're on a game of, what's the... Cards Against Humanity.
Here's one question that I can read, but it's not good. Sarah's dog has four puppies. She can only find a home for two of them. So she kills the other two with a stone to the head.
What?
Okay to the right, not okay to the left with shades of in the middle.
Is it sort of okay?
The other one that I can't read deals with incest between a brother and a sister.
Okay.
But I can't even read the question because I think a lot of parents in the cars right now would be upset with me.
It's too lurid.
Okie dokie. Michael Mackey from MichaelMackey.com. Filling in for Dana Wright this afternoon. 576-7798. Rod Babcock, Scott Parks on KMBZ. Out of time. Apparently, the Kansas City Council, including the mayor, have been spending quite a bit of money over the last 2 years traveling around the country and, for that matter, internationally. Read that to Havana, Cuba, and other places. Story here from The Star. Mayor Sly James and Kansas City Council members have traveled extensively over the last 2 years, spending more than $155,000 in taxpayer money to travel to destinations as far-flung as Havana, Shanghai, Hawaii, Montreal. The money went toward conferences, trade missions, lobbying of state and federal lawmakers. It cost taxpayers not just money but time. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. A review of travel records from 2016 through the first quarter of 2018 show elected officials were away from the city a total of 289 nights, an equivalent of 9.5 months. Travel surfaced as an issue this summer when Councilman Scott Taylor, who is a candidate for mayor, introduced an ordinance to virtually eliminate gifts and sharply limit travel by members of the city council. The measure was dead on arrival, as Mayor James and other council members angrily accused Taylor of trying to boost his political prospects by creating a problem where there was none. Scott Taylor, happens to be the only council member who has taken zero tax-funded trips. So, for example, the one who's taken the most is Councilman Jermaine Reed. He has traveled on your dime for $31,567. Mayor James is third, $21,800. I'll just throw out a couple others here. Mayor Pro Tem Scott Wagner, $10,900. Catherine Shields, $3,000. Councilman Scott Taylor, $0. $0.
Scott Taylor really needs to get out more.
Is it necessary? And I'm asking out of ignorance because I've never been on a or the city council.
Well, who's the top guy again? Where is he going?
Does Jermaine say, Reed.
Where is Jermaine Reed going?
Let me see where Jermaine Reed went.
For $31,000.
James, by the way, this was interesting and rather controversial. Listen to this. Mayor James' $22,000 tab included a January 2017 trip to Washington, D.C. for the annual dinner of the Alfalfa Club. Now, that seems rather harmless, right? It is a century-old social group founded by Southerners to celebrate the birthday of General Robert E. Lee.
The Confederate? Dude?
The mayor of Kansas City, who happens to be black, traveled to the Alfalfa Club annual get-together, which celebrates the birthday of General Robert E. Lee.
Hmm.
Most of Mayor James' meetings, by the way, were with the Conference of Mayors. Let me see if I can find some others in here. I'm looking for the Jermaine Reed trips. Jermaine Reed, ha-ha.
Ha.
Councilman and 2019 mayoral candidate Jermaine Reed was by far the most prodigious council traveler. The chair of the council's Transportation and Infrastructure Committee made 26 trips in 2 years, totaling more than $31,000 in expenses. His destinations included the Grand Hyatt Resort and Spa in Hawaii.
Ugh, lucky him.
For the American Association of Airport Executives and Las Vegas. For the 2016 International Council of Shopping Centers Convention for Investors. Okay. Reed said he went to Vegas to explore possible retail opportunities for the city, but with the brick-and-mortar retail sector going through an epic shakedown, what did he accomplish? Quoting here from Reed, as with many things worth doing, they take time to bear fruit. We know from market studies that visitation to the city is growing, and as a result, there is a strong market for food and beverage and cultural and entertainment uses. He added there was a particular interest in 18th and Vine, which has struggled to draw business. 17 of Reed's trips were to conferences of the National League of Cities, the Urban Policy and Advocacy Organization, where he does serve on the board of directors, it should be noted. He said that because of his tireless efforts, the National League of Cities will hold its 2022 City Summit in Kansas City, bringing 4,000 people to town. Okay. You tell me, should city council members travel at your dime? Is it worth it?
Well, is it in the budget? Do they have a travel budget? And if so, how much is it?
576-7798. When we get back, we will play mixtape one last time with Michael Mackey to see if he can get it right.
Oh, I failed at it so bad last time.
What song goes with your most memorable childhood music video? Best hair metal ballad song. And best song for riding a unicorn across a rainbow.
I would just like to say that Scott Parks shot down my hair metal song, but we're going to play it regardless.
Good.
I get my way.
Well, it wasn't a ballad. He wanted Vixen's Edge of a Broken Heart.
Which is a ballad in my world because you're living on the edge of a broken heart.
It's not a ballad.
That is debatable.
Okay.
Newsroom Care Marks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.